أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today in tradition number 32, as we continue and we try to conclude this beautiful expose of hadith about the importance of the Quran to reconnect with the Thaqalain, the Quran and the family of the Prophet, we want to once again reflect on another tradition again coming to us from the noble messenger of God, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he stresses on the importance of memorization of the book. Now this is a theme which, if you have been following the previous traditions that we went through in the month of Ramadan, we spoke about this through the hadith that we had quoted about importance of memorization of the Quran. Obviously we all have access to the Quran, whether it be in print form on our libraries, our bookshelves at home, in our personal libraries, in our masajid, in our religious centers, or more commonly on our smartphone, on our tablets, on our computers. But, you know, sometimes people say, well, why should I memorize? I can read from the book. There's no need to trouble myself with memorization of the Quran. I know enough to get me through the daily prayers, and that's enough. And we have to get out of that mindset of thinking that memorization is not important. No, my brothers and sisters, memorization is very important of the Quran. To preserve the book of Allah within our heart is a noble, virtuous act which has an untold reward, one of them which we'll see in the tradition today. But it's of utmost importance for us to give attention and importance to our children, to ourselves, of memorization of the book of Allah. And we should not use this excuse that it's available in print or digital, so there's no need to memorize. No, there is multiple reasons why this book is memorized, and it continues to be memorized by Muslims around the world. Children as young as 4 or 5 years old memorize the Quran. And we've heard of individuals in their 90s who have gone through great troubles and many, many years to memorize the Quran. So let us see very briefly what the Messenger of Allah says is a reward and how we should treat and interact with those who are the protectors, the memorizers of the noble Quran. The Prophet says the following statement. The people of the Quran, meaning those who recite and those who memorize the Quran, will be in the highest level in heaven from amongst all of the people, with the exception of the prophets and messengers. Thus, do not seek to degrade the people of the Quran, nor take away their rights, for surely they have been given a high rank by Allah. We see in this tradition that the noble Prophet is encouraging us to read the Quran, to recite the Quran, to memorize the Quran as well. And as he tells us that out of all of humanity, other than the prophets and messengers, those whom Allah has deputed, has sent for the guidance of humanity, the next in line of virtuous traits, the next in line of the rankings in paradise will be those who have read and those who memorize the Quran. Again, it is a difficult thing, definitely. For many people, it is not an easy thing. Not all of us have photographic memories that we can easily read a verse or just see it once or twice and memorize it. But it may take difficulties, but rest assured, as traditions tell us, that those who go through more difficulty to memorize the Quran, they get even a greater reward than those who can easily memorize the Quran. And we can make it fun. We can make it a competition in our family between the parents and the children. Have games, have competitions and prizes set for those of our children and the adults who memorize. Pick maybe shorter chapters from the 30th section of the Quran, and then work our way into chapters which are more commonly recited, such as Surah Al-Jummah, Surah Al-Munafiqun, Surah Rahman, Surah Yasin, Surah Al-Mulk, and so on and so forth. Don't try to conquer the entire Quran by starting from Surah Al-Baqarah and thinking that you can memorize. Maybe you may be able to, but especially for younger generation, for the younger children who are not accustomed to this method of memorization, it's best to start off maybe at the smaller chapters and work our way through the Quran. And as we see the reward that Allah shows us, that these are people who have been ennobled by the Creator. They are people of a lofty rank, and so we need to treat them with respect, with honor, with dignity. That these are individuals who have devoted a good part of their free time to read and to memorize the Quran. And as we continue to look at these traditions, we remind ourselves of reading and reflecting on the Quran and benefiting from the light that Allah has sent to the Prophet, which is there for each and every one of us to read and to understand and to implement within our lives. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.